I'm Eileen Alfandary with KPFA News Headlines. As Pacifica's Board of Directors convenes in Washington for what's guaranteed to be a heated meeting, two public radio scholars are calling on Pacifica to live up to its ideals. Susan Douglas, a professor of communication studies at the University of Michigan, and Robert McChesney, an associate professor at the University of Illinois, say in a letter to the Pacifica Board they hope Pacifica and the KPFA community will quickly mediate their current conflict and its underlying causes. Their letter notes that Pacifica programs consistently state the world is run in an excessively top-down, undemocratic manner. Douglas and McChesney say they hope Pacifica's leadership understands it must match its words with its practice. Meanwhile, the Communication Workers of America, which represents KPFA's paid unionized staff, has filed an unfair labor practice against Pacifica. The complaint filed with the NLRB cites Pacifica's decision to yank the electronic door codes, which gave KPFA workers access to the building. Instead, KPFA staff must now gain entry through two guards stationed 24 hours a day. The National Labor Relations Board complaint says Pacifica violated its obligation to bargain in good faith by unilaterally implementing the new system, which prevents staff from freely entering the station.